It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Victory lap, claiming his new deal with Iran was far better than the one that Obama made in 2015, and which Trump tore up in his first term, using some strong language to describe why.
They gave him $1.7 billion in cash, green cash, from banks, into a Boeing 757 and flew it into Iran. And you know what the Iranians did? They laughed at Obama and they said he's a stupid son of a bitch.
But I guess it is good to know that Trump's against Iran being given money. It just makes it a little strange to learn that this memorandum includes at least $300 billion for reconstruction and economic development of Iran. And man, if Iran called Obama a stupid son of a bitch for letting them get $1.7 billion, I think we're about to find out what the Persian word is for someone 300 times dumber than that.
All right, we need our big announcement music, yes, because apparently J.D. Vance says there is a very, very good day.
Yes.
It crows about major milestone in Iran talks.
That's right.
Iran has agreed to allow U.N. weapons inspectors into the country, uh-huh, exactly as
Obama.
They were under the Obama, yep, deal. In a news conference in Switzerland, he said Iran will allow inspectors from IAEA to visit, uh-huh, in what he billed as a major, major milestone.
But that's what we had before.
Mission accomplished, everyone.
That's what we had before.
Okay.
But he did this with his hands, Stephanie.
He did this with his hands. So, let's see. Trump, I tried to tune out this weekend, but so Trump blew up the talks by threatening to, I think, blow up the actual Iranian negotiators along with his vice president, which his vice presidents historically have been dispendable. So presumably J.D. Vance would also be taken out, mm-hmm, in the carnage that he threatened. What did he say? You won't even make it back to your country?
Yep.
That, you know what? You cannot underestimate his diplomatic skills. We have pissed off the entire country of Italy. What else? Did I miss anything else?
We pissed off Olympic kayakers.
I was just going to say, did the Iran deal or the reflecting pool fall apart faster? So he's literally blaming vandals. I'm telling you, it's another Veep rejected storyline.
I'm avoiding spiders over here. I'm sorry.
Is there a giant spider over there?
There was a spider that was about this big.
Really?
That was coming down from the ceiling, crawled on the computer, crawled across the table, and then spun a web to go down to the floor.
All right. Well, you are a muscular, manly man.
Not with spiders.
So just suck it up over there.
The spider was an inch long.
What, Bella, which way does it go? Will the spider eat the centipede or the other way around? They'll take care of it.
Spiders eat centipedes.
Nature will take care of it. As Bella told us last week, would you like the heartwarming and yet tear-jerking conclusion of my mama bird story?
Oh, no. Did they fly away?
Yes, they did.
Oh, good.
That's what they're supposed to do, Stephanie.
It is.
You know, I understand human parents now because I was not like using my front deck, which is my favorite part, because I was like, oh, I don't want to disturb the children. They're up in the umbrella.
Fine. They trust you.
And then I was like, at some point, when are they going to get a job so I can use my front deck again? It's a mess out there.
Because you can't have a glass of wine if you're not on the front deck.
And then finally, exactly. Then finally, we had a lovely Saturday. Bonnie and Clyde and I and our bird children stayed out there with us. And as a family. And then Sunday morning, my babies were gone. And then I was like, oh no, I willed this to happen.
Did they fly away or were they eaten by a hawk?
I don't know. That's what I said, Chris. Immediately I was like, did they know how to fly? Are they eating enough? Are they going to come visit? Oh, these kids, they grow up so fast.
They might come back.
It was only a week. I was like, how do parents do this for 20 years? I was like, I was checking every 2 minutes if they were okay.
Maybe they made an owl very happy.
I choose to believe that they are flying free. And then yesterday, I think it was the mom came to landed on the railing. Either she was checking on them or I choose to think she came to thank me for taking care of her children. And that concludes my bird parenting story. Oh, someone said they are doves. I showed the pictures to Rob and Trish
Rob and Trish.
Yes, at brunch yesterday. They said they're doves.
Wow.
Yeah. I gotta show you. You won't believe how big they got, Bella.
They're really cool.
I have pictures of my children from when they hatched a week ago to yesterday. And they were both standing on the wooden part, not even in the nest, like big boys.
When did Rob become a bird expert?
Well, you know what? It depends on how many mimosas he's had.
Or was it Trish that...
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I'll show them to you, and we'll...
I don't know what a dove looks like.
Well, we'll Google it.
I know what a grown dove looks, but I don't know what a baby dove looks like. Are they brown?
It does say that doves do develop rapidly. It takes about 11 to 15 days after hatching to fly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was about a week ago. It could have been longer. I don't know. But anyway, fly free, fly high, free birds. Okay.
So their nesting time is less than...
Shorter than the average bird.
Now I know how parents like when boys move out. There's still, oh my God, there's poop everywhere. It's disgusting. I got to clean it up. Ugh. Okay.
Boys don't poop everywhere.
My nephew just moved out here.
Did
he? You should have seen what his room looked like at home. I'm just saying, boys.
But there's no
you're
poop
like bears.
In there.
I don't know. Who knows? No one wants to go in there.
Well, I'm sure it smells of body odor. Boys
right.
smell like
yeah. Pee-up. Ugh, my other nephew who used to live with me off and on.
Uh-huh.
My ex and I were always like, "What is? Oh,
it's
is that boy smell?
It's boy smell.
It's just
how
boy.
How do you deal with it?
Oh my God!
It's just boy.
One of my roommates that moved out recently, and someone else came in. When he cleared everything out, new guy goes in and is like, "Oh my God! There's like blood on the wall." What is going on in here?
There will
How
be
does
blood.
That happen?
I have no idea.
It's hard to say.
So
boys.
We had to paint over it. It could be from anything.
Yeah. It's not even distinct. Oh, by the way, there was a lot of talk of why Trump is always standing apart from everybody else at the G7. Because he Olivia Troy confirmed, even in the first term he smelled. Imagine what he smells like now.
Yeah.
But it's like indistinct, right? It's not really just BO. It's just some kind of, you're like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, there's boy smell.
Yeah. That's what I got on my front deck now. Now I got to get up there with a mop and... Okay.
Were they two boys?
I don't know. I'm going to say from the amount of mess that yes.
Did they leave eggshells?
Okay, so let me... Speaking of smearing poop on... So let me get this straight. They're arresting people for putting their hand in the reflecting
Olympians.
Pool. Yes, Olympic athletes for just putting their hand in the water.
Yeah.
But not the people that beat police officers or, for instance, raped little girls for... many decades.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was just getting a light, you know, I like to try to, you know, tune out just a tiny bit. My girlfriend's in Italy, so I did, by the way, the far right newspaper there called Trump a hole. Yes. I was like, just I offered to send some, Trump shirts of mine, which I have many for her and her family to wear.
How do you say that in Italian?
I don't know. I think it's a universal language.
Oh.
He's, oh my God, isn't he, Bella, just everything he says is rapey?
Yes.
This is the prime minister she wanted me so bad. She wanted to beg me for a picture. She wanted it. And the prime minister of Italy was not having it. She just, it's about time someone called him out on these stupid lies that serve no purpose at all. Mm-hmm. So now they canceled their trip here. This has been going on all weekend now because he can't help himself. So he keeps firing back. By the way, she's far right. She was supposed to be the bridge between Trump and the rest of our NATO allies in Europe.
Yeah.
And now he's pissed her off. He's pissed all of Italy off. It's just, okay. Can I just say, yes. So Trump, here it is. Nature LG says, so Trump hired an incompetent loyalist to put paint on a porous surface. Algae grew. Then they poured hydrogen peroxide into the area, causing the paint to peel. And now they are arresting onlookers, picking up chips of paint, and ducklings are dying. You cannot make this stuff up. I'm telling you, that Veep would have been like, no, that's ridiculous. That's... Chris, is there a portion of the MAGA base? Are they still that culty that they believe this latest conspiracy theory? That what, Nancy Pelosi in a trench coat? That
there is...
Because nothing is ever his fault. Seriously?
They're as culty as Tulsi Gabbard's guru. Did you see that story?
How drunk did Judge Jeanine get this weekend when... She had to go, I'm going to prosecute these paint chip stealers to the fullest extent of the law.
She never said she was going to. She said they can be prosecuted. I don't think she's
going
to do it.
More D.C. We'll ask Barb McQuaid, but can you imagine more D.C. grand juries going, what the are we doing? It? What? Like, they're not even, like, by the way, the Olympic guy, he just put his hand in the thing. He didn't even... Okay.
He touched one of those sheets of paint. That's all.
There would be video footage of somebody sabotaging. It was him. It's you, you moron. You're the one that sabotaged the reflecting bowl. It was a no-bid contract that you gave to a buddy that obviously plumbed it up royally. He said, we're going to have to drain it now. So we're going to drain the swamp again. See how that works? Mm. Okay. Yes, thank you, Andy Ostry. Same thing we just said. So the major breakthrough is that Iran will let IAEA inspectors in the same as under Obama's deal. So they're bragging about getting back parts of Obama's deal. The incompetence and failure is stunning. Oh, he also threatened to sue the New York Times for reporting that the debacle of an Iran deal is, in fact, a debacle.
Yep.
How's that spider doing? Where is it? Is it moved?
It's probably sucking my blood as we speak.
Yeah, if I still had bird children, I would bring it up to feed them, but all right.
I work in an infested place.
Well, you know. Oh, by the way, did you see this footage? DC says, please enjoy this footage of the U.S., including Vance, getting snubbed by Qatar and the Iranian regime, who won't even shake the hands of the U.S. delegation. No photo op for them. The U.S. is being humiliated by Iran. Optics are everything. I don't even know what to say about this. Like, he's, what a truthing or whatever he's doing, blows up the whole deal while Vance is over there. Mm-hmm. By threatening to kill them, uh-huh. Like, what, at the negotiations?
Yes.
He's just a thug. Yes. I assume Switzerland would not remain neutral about that?
I think they would take care of affairs.
About negotiators getting blown up on their ground?
I think they would take care of affairs.
Okay.
I mean, they have an army.
I gotta say, every weekend
they have an army with some great knives. So...
I know, it's what I look like when I dance. Okay. I gotta say, every weekend's bad, right? Every weekend's exhausting. But there was one good news I heard. Remember the under the ocean, what do you call it? Things that they, you know, we've already paid for, that taxpayers have paid to monitor the ocean. I was reporting that last week. They were gonna rip them all out.
Oh, yeah.
So there was enough public outcry. They're not, it's just exhausting. How many things, do you know my whole stack for Bart McQuaid is just, it's the legal stack is this thick every day. About this exhausting, like, stuff people have to sue over to try to stop some latest ridiculous thing they're trying to do. And here we are. Okay. So we will.
Barb also has a new book.
Yes, she does. She does, indeed. It's very exciting. And Allison Gill will join us.
Well, we'll see.
It was only one time she missed.
Yes.
All right.
And she never does that.
Yes.
So,
all right. So lots because it's Monday.
I'm a little gun-shy about that right now.
It's Monday, so it's lots of this. There's everything. Oh. All of general sweep of arm. Okay. So we'll get to all of it.
Stephanie Miller. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Probably.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Everybody rest easy. Inspector Clouseau, Donald Trump is on the case of the reflecting pool vandals. He says he personally inspected the...
Nobody saw him out there. Not one person. And there are so many journalists crawling all over that thing, they would have seen him.
He says he is on it. He said he personally... good God. Again, can't tell if it's just delusion, dementia.
All of it.
If he knows he's lying, I don't know.
All of it. All of it.
Work will begin immediately on fixing the seriously vandalized reflecting pool. I just inspected it and could only say to myself and those gathered around me, wow, who would do such a thing? Sick, deranged people. We will fix it, President Donald Trump. He's going to fix the problem that he created. Yes. Oh, you were referring to the 47-year-old former Olympian who was charged with destruction of government property. Mm-hmm. David Hearn is his name.
Yeah.
He paused on his bike ride to take a look at the reflecting pool and said he dipped his hand in the pool to see what it felt like because you can see the floating clumps of blue paint. He said, I did not remove anything. Trump, meanwhile, threatened years in jail. And Jeanine Pirro vowed to prosecute reflecting pool vandals to the fullest extent of the law, in between Jägermeister shots. Okay, Karen in, whatever you can fit in.
I think even I've stuck my hand in the reflecting pool just to see what the water felt
years
like.
Years in jail now, so there.
Jesus.
Huh. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hey, you know what? The reflecting pool does look great. The one outside the Obama Presidential Center. That building is stunning,
Beautiful.
Oh. I love, by the way, that it's not just a library. It's a whole, like, everything, right?
A whole campus.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
And I've been told that it smells like cookies and freedom as well.
Yes. It does smell like cookies and freedom.
Out and onto the ground. So congratulations on being an empty nester.
I'm an empty nester.
You did a great job.
Thank you. I feel your pain now. I feel everyone's pain.
She was raising a child for a week and a half. I don't know that.
I don't know if they're going to come back and visit. I don't know if they're getting enough to eat. All right, go ahead.
That's right. And you've done a good job. And you know what? You're always going to be a mother now.
Thank you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I just want to say, though, the damage that Trump and the Republican Party has done just to our democracy and to the institutions, what's almost worse, and it feels like it's going to take longer to undo, is the MAGA culture of trolling. I had my niece got married this weekend, and the father of the groom, after giving it a deeply inappropriate speech, ended it by saying, Trump 2028.
Done
to the crowd. We booed. And it was, but this is the thing. It's just like these people are not just going to go away.
Yeah.
And there has to be some consequences. No, there are no legal consequences for being a Trump supporter, but there have to be some social consequences.
They just repeat any lie. I saw our friend Mo Collins responded to someone that, like, good job, California. Eggs are $15 and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, eggs are $2.99. I just bought some. Like, it just.
I just bought 18 for $3.
Yeah, they repeat like any lie.
Yeah.
And that's why I know we laugh at how ridiculous it is that he's talking about, you know, sabotage and vandals on the reflecting pool. But it's no more ridiculous than January 6th when, like, footage we saw with our own eyes, hours and hours of it, him, you know, them denying that ever happened. I'm like, are there seriously people that believe someone else sabotaged the reflecting pool? This was his, we've cleaned and renovated and beautified over 45 monuments and memorials, blah, 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 blah. However, we've had some real problems with vandalism at the beautiful reflecting pool, which said blah, 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 blah. Okay, so he's talking about the 8647 in the grass. That's a separate. Okay. No different than the chemicals that were used on the National Mall. They used something similar in the reflecting pool to try to destroy and demean our beautiful work.
They poured hydrogen peroxide in it.
He did.
Yes.
Oh. It's a shame the radical left lunatics, most likely Democrats, who have spent their lives trying to ruin our country, are free to do so. Law enforcement is actively investigating the situation and will hopefully have it resolved soon. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I wonder if Iran is openly disrespecting them and laughing their asses off at him. He's just... Okay. I can't believe he actually said, you won't even make it back to your country. He is just a mob boss and always has been.
Yep.
All right. Barb McQuaid and Allison Gill all coming up.
He is no longer well enough to understand the reality of what's happening around him. He's lost and confused at the G7. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. It's like the movie Being There. It's unbelievable to me that this is happening, that this is the man leading the free world, and that we're allowing him to desecrate everything we hold true, to steal the valor of JFK at the Kennedy Center, and to dare to put your name above it is beyond hubris. It's beyond reason. It's the sign of a very mentally ill person.
Wow. Welcome home, Rosie. Did you see Jimmy Kimmel's taking a recess over the summer, and he's going to have Rosie's going to be one of his fill-in hosts, which will make Trump insane.
Yeah. We played that audio on this show last week.
Yes, I'm here for it. Yes. I'm here for all of it. Some more Rosie. Here we go.
He is getting worse by the day.
Yeah.
According to some medical experts, he's had a series of strokes. You're not allowed to say what you see. People go, wait a minute, you're not allowed to say that. He's a diaper-wearing 80-year-old man who is in a very serious health crisis. And if you don't see that with your own eyes, you have willful blindness.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Chris, who said, I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is?
Deputy Dog.
No, that was Hillary Clinton. Oh. Another fantastic woman. Just stating the obvious. Okay. Dean in L.A. Hi, Dean. Where eggs are, let's review, $2.99, not $15. Hello, Dean.
I want my $15 eggs. I swear.
I miss those days.
I can go to Whole Foods for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Dean here in L.A., otherwise known as Bryce Canyon.
Bryce Canyon.
Our entertainment reporter. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, sad to say, I'm not doing much of the entertainment reporting because there's no more red carpeting out here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I've now turned to, of course, hosting a streaming podcast called Balls Deep with Lindsey Graham.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, fantastic.
He was on, the Sunday morning talk show. Anyway, I just want to mention that he also was gloating about his recent primary win in which he came out on top.
Ha!
And Lindsey announced he has a mandate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, rumor is,
all right,
it's a ginger.
Okay. Are you done?
He likes the gingers?
Okay, I guess
he likes the gingers?
Is that it?
All right, he's done. Okay.
Balls until the sun came up.
Yes, here's Lindsey being extra butch on the Sunday show yesterday.
I spent 4.5 hours with President Trump Friday. Here's what I think will happen next. Mm-hmm. If this deal fails, President Trump is going to take the Strait of Hormuz over by force. The United States will control the Strait of Hormuz. We'll charge a fee for all those who go through to pay for the operation.
That's a war crime.
And if Iran contests control of the Strait of Hormuz by the United States, we'll obliterate them.
Okay. He's so tough, isn't he? So very macho. So very, such a power bottom.
Did you see that photo of him standing in between the two very jacked guys
at the UFC? I mentioned it last week. Yeah. Yes, at the cage fight. Yes, I've never seen him happier.
He's never been happier.
Well, maybe when he was holding that little pretty princess wand at Disney World. Or
blowing the bubbles through
it. Yes, when he was blowing the bubbles.
Yeah.
Okay. So the latest, Trump went off on the corrupt and unethical cowards at the New York Times after reading a story from the paper that said the Iran war had not failed to eliminate the threat coming from the country's theocratic regime, because that's true. It's titled, What Changed After Almost 4 Months of War? Analysts say not much, except that we're in a much, much worse position. So there's that. Trump followed up 91 minutes later with another post that accused the paper of fake and made up facts about the Iran war, which he called treasonous. So that's just his daily threat to that he's going to sue them something. Treason. Okay. Trump. This was the actual. Oh, I'll just do that. Who said of the Strait of Hormuz? Mm-hmm. You close it and you won't have a country. You won't even make it back to your f-ing country. Who said that?
Commander McBragg.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Gandhi or maybe. No, that would be Donald Trump. That was in the middle of the negotiation. What? Do you think he's trying to throw J.D. Vance under the bus? Is he right? I don't know whether he favors Marco Rubio, but I'm going, first of all, I don't know what to believe. So J.D. Vance obviously leaked that he was against the war. J.D. Vance has no core principles of any kind.
Not one.
I don't believe. The guy that called Trump America's Hitler and culture heroin, he has not one solid principle in his body. So who knows what he was. He's just whichever way the wind is blowing. So he leaked that he's against it. Now Trump makes him responsible. Yep. It's going to be his fault if it falls apart. Then he sends him over there and then makes these threats that blow up the entire talks while he's there.
J.D. Vance's lies make the baby Jesus cry.
They really do. Oh, would you like to hear some now?
Okay.
Yes, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
I expect that I will leave sometime the next couple of days, but, you know, it's always a delicate coordination dance and the diplomatic protocols. I got to be honest with you, I don't really understand these things.
Well, if he doesn't understand diplomatic dances, why are you sending him over there?
Well, that's the guy, and that is, he should use that to launch his presidential campaign.
But,
wow.
I...
They don't, neither is Jared Kushner or the other guy. They have no idea what they're doing.
That mystery guy that they sent with Jared. Don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. Okay, one more, JD.
In my understanding, talking to Jared and Steve this morning, is things are going well. But of course, we're going to verify all of this. And that's the thing that
Obama did that.
A lot of the criticisms of the deal have really underappreciated is that the United States has all the cards. The straits are now open. The Iranian military is now destroyed.
No. Well, then why do they keep bombing people?
We're not saying we're fans of the Iranian regime, but you tend to believe them. They've been correct more often in the past than we have. True. So they said the straits closed again because Trump can't control what Israel's doing in Lebanon.
They state facts. We state things with salesmanship and bluster.
Right. And then we say, oh, no, it's open.
Yeah.
I mean, what did I tell you? I say Trump said Friday, oh, I control what Israel does. I call the shots. They do what I say. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, because that seems to be exactly what's happening. No one's listening to him. He's become Walter the dog to everybody. The Iranian, they're just like, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Didn't he say that Israel shouldn't bomb Lebanon and then Israel went ahead and bombed Lebanon?
Yes, of course they did. Okay, no one listens to him. Okay. Yes, the negotiations had a tense start Sunday in Switzerland when Tehran took offense at Trump's threat to attack and his warning that Iran's president should watch what he says. We're going to hit Iran very hard again, only like last week, only harder. I swear to God, they're just laughing their asses off. The comments from afar on social media and to news outlets complicated efforts by J.D. Vance and other mediators to keep Iran engaged in the discussion. So you saw the footage of them walking out because where am I? Oh, one more J.D. Vance. Sorry.
What's brought us to this moment is the president's leadership and the president's willingness to see a Middle East that is much different 10 years from now than it was 10 years ago. What we have already seen back home in the United States is lower gas prices. We've seen the free flow of oil and gas.
Have we?
We've seen peace. And now we're trying to build on that to see if we can build something even better and more sustainable for the future.
Gas prices are down.
Okay.
They are. That, I mean,
a skosh, right?
Yeah. I think they said they're down 14 cents from the highest.
Who knows what? And who knows what's going to happen?
Right, exactly.
As you just said, first of all, that's a war crime. Right. Everything Lindsey Graham just threatened, and everything Trump threatens is not okay. I say let's send Jennifer Welch over. Oh. Here we go.
Trump and Epstein socialized in New York and Palm Beach for years. For years. For years they did this. And think about the birthday letter. Think about the intimacy in that letter that was released by the Wall Street Journal. There was an intimacy of knowledge in the drawing. And Donald Trump started the war in Iran, in my opinion, to wag the tail of the dog away from this. And we have to keep the pressure on the Epstein files because this is a sitting president of the United States who is covering up the crimes of his best friend and his own potential involvement in it.
Yeah.
By the by, guess who else knows that? Iran has mentioned that in the Lego videos and whatever. Everybody knows he's distracting from the Epstein files.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got... And by the way, congratulations to whoever projected Trump and Epstein on the Kennedy Center tarp. It was nice of them to give us a nice screening tarp for movies.
True. Yeah.
Idiots. Yes, who was this? Someone wrote, kudos to the instant legends who turned the Kennedy Center into a living protest last night. All over the building side, messages like property of the American people, keep tiny hands off the arts, flashed and changed throughout the night. One proudly declared boys will be boys. Another showed A-list lackeys like Ted Cruz, Mike Johnson, Cash Patel with the caption, no one bends the knee like the GOP. As you'll see, the videos also included 8647, an animation of Trump's name tumbling down from the facade, and then the Trump and Epstein picture that we've seen.
Yep.
So thank you for the giant projecting screen.
Yeah.
A little snowflake. Brad,
at least some kind of art is going on at the Kennedy Center.
Brad, we'll have to ask Bart McQuaid about that. I don't even know what. So they're suing to try to get this stupid tarp down, and who knows, right? What's going to happen?
I don't even know what's behind it. Do we know that the letters have come down?
News outlets have reported they have, but I don't know. Does that mean they've seen it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They have armed guards around the tarp, so nobody can get near it.
I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't down, right? Which would be another, you know, a violation of the law. Mm-hmm. Look how I said that. Like the law matters.
The thing is, nobody is like... punishing anybody for violations
right.
of the law.
Right. That's right. Brad says Iran's negotiators up and walked out of the peace talks due to Trump's threat on Truth Social, and J.D. Vance was ignored blatantly by the Qatar representative. Trump is learning that he cannot bully these people. That was worth it for the look on J.D. Vance's face. What a douche. He's just, people are just, they're ignoring us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here is the, the first one. Work will begin immediately on fixing the seriously vandalized reflecting pool. Okay, so that's going to be, by the way, more taxpayer dollars. Oh, and also the bribe jet from Qatar, uh-huh. that cost us at least, what was it, $400 million yeah. to retrofit, and then he's going to keep it when he leaves.
Yes.
So that was, all right, part of that grift. 45
who's,
minutes.
Who's going to hold him responsible for that, too?
Nobody.
Is anybody? That's the frustrating thing here. We can sit here and say all day long that what he's doing is wrong and against the law, right. but nobody's going to do anything about it.
Can we ever get all this money back? I would like to. Let's ask Barb if we can. 52 minutes after the hour. Barb McQuaid coming up, top of the hour, legal lady extraordinaire. Okay, Evan says, major breaking for sake, Trump is again turning his fire on America's own allies, reopening his feud with NATO governments and Italy's Giorgia Meloni as Europe resists his war posture and the transatlantic cracks around this crisis grow harder to ignore. Why does he keep repeating, Chris, the thing about they've never been there for us, when the only time Article 5 was ever invoked was after 9/11 to stand with the United States? Yeah. And he just keeps repeating that.
That's right.
Because they won't get involved in his Iran debacle. Senator Cory Booker on the said debacle.
Right now, Iran has billions and billions of dollars of benefits. It's almost as if American dollars, American resources are now going to be used to help rebuild Iran while we are continuing to carry the bill for it. The alternative is not having a president that led us into this war, that surrendered all of our leverage, that is giving Iran everything they want and achieving none of the specific goals that he said he wanted. We have a disaster for a commander-in-chief who's leaving us with less and less good choices.
So Trump insisted Iran is finished. They're finished, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. will play out the 60-day ceasefire. He said, yet the Democrats say Iran is better off now than it was 4 months ago. Can you imagine getting away with that? How stupid can some people be? How stupid can some people be, Chris?
Yeah.
We didn't meet out of desperation. Iran did. They're finished. They'll get no money, not 10 cents.
He is such a bad negotiator.
The worst. He posted about no tolls at the Strait of Hormuz after Iran declared the strait closed Saturday over renewed fighting in Lebanon. He obviously has no control over Netanyahu or anything he does. The thing is,
he thinks he has control.
Yeah, he just makes these pronouncements on social media. There'll be no tolls in the Hormuz Strait for 60 days during the Strait fire. He doesn't have all the cards.
Right.
Iran does.
He has no cards.
But he does thank us for his attention, our attention to this matter.
He has desperation.
Yeah. I mean, you can smell the flop sweat from here. It's old diaper and flop sweat. Trump was up early again. I can't even keep track of, it's a long, isn't every weekend a long weekend? He boasted a rant bragging about his Iran deal and raging at Democrats like President Obama. The 14-point plan has been met with derision from across the political and ideological spectrum. I need to read this one. Radical left fools and Democrats. That one is just so good.
He made up a word and he's running with it.
Realize how well we've done in our war against Iran. Everyone is hailing it, Chris.
Yeah.
With their country being completely defeated military, Obama just giving billions in cash and everything. I can't. I've lost the will to read his entire... some days can't believe the country in which I wake up. Did you see the poll that he posted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Poll, which do you prefer, Democrat or Democrat? One has a B in it.
Where is this poll?
He posted it on his...
on True Social? Oh, God.
Yeah. They're fan polls. He posted fan polls on, in one case, you simply exchange the E for U. So simple and precise. Many people don't know or assume that dumb ends in B. Everyone knows dumb ends in B, you dumb.
In the other case, you spell out dumb, but it seems to lose some of the identity to Democrats when done this way. Which is better? Thank you for your attention to this very important matter, President Donald Trump.
But wait, there's a second fan poll that in which you can participate, Chris.
Poll, ICE has been abused by the fake news media at levels never seen before. They are great patriots who work very hard, do a fantastic job in the very hostile environment. Much of this hostility is caused by the Democrats and the fake news.
Does even his cult enjoy the repetition? Do they enjoy the... Okay. Pentagon seeking another $80 billion for the Iran war. How about that? Yeah. Just add that to our tab, right? To cover costs from the Iran is other Trump. Elizabeth Warren said Trump wants you to pay $80 billion for his failed Iran war. Republicans in Congress made health care more expensive for millions of Americans, but somehow there is always money for a war halfway around the world.
There's always money in the banana stand.
You're just saying that because you know I just finished.
I know. Now I can say things and you'll get them.
Now I'm back into Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Representative Adam Smith.
I don't think the team that's working on this right now is remotely capable of negotiating that type of complicated deal. So look, I mean, we fundamentally failed, or Trump has fundamentally failed in this war to try to bring Iran's nuclear program to heel. You know, we're going to have to live with it. And I'll tell you, the other big thing we should be talking about is how do we deter and contain Iran now that Trump has put us in this weaker position and launched this war?
Oh, never mind that. Trump, again, threatens military invasion of Cuba. So he's on to his next, unless someone thinks maybe he should stop this madman, but I don't. We'll ask Barb McQuaid about that next.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The U.S. is getting out of this, it seems, not a lot that we didn't already have. It's no wonder that even Republicans have expressed outrage at the deal, with Ted Cruz calling it an exceptionally bad idea, and the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee saying it was completely out of step with the president's goals. And they were not alone.
And this morning, President Trump is firing back at his critics, saying those who think he hasn't been tough enough on Iran are, quote, either jealous, bad people, or stupid.
Look, I get Trump reflexively calling critics bad and stupid, but jealous? Who exactly is jealous of Trump right now? The man just got globally humiliated by two different bodies of water. Who's dying for a piece of that action?
God. And we welcome Algie to the resistance this morning. Also, good morning, America. Your National Guard is guarding floating pieces of blue paint this morning, so I feel safer. Christopher,
yes.
Who said Barbara McQuaid has written one of the single best books that has been written by anyone about the way Trumpism works is going to end up being one of the definitive accounts of Trump's return to power. Who said that?
Robert De Niro.
No, that was Rachel Maddow.
Oh.
Who also blurbed my book.
Yes, yes. Robert De Niro also blurbed Barb's book.
Yeah. The name of the book is The Fix, Saving America from the Corruption of a Mob-Style Government. And Robert De Niro said, nice book you got here, McQuaid. Be a shame if anything was to happen to it.
Her name is Barbara McQuaid.
Attorney Barb McQuaid.
McQuaid is the best.
University of Michigan law professor, former prosecutor, just all around awesome. Barb McQuaid joins
the final showdown. Belongs to McQuaid.
That's right. Good morning, Barb McQuaid. Congratulations, and we miss you so much.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie. The jingle always cracks me up. Thank you for the fine walk-up music.
I love that Robert De Niro went on to say Barb McQuaid exposes Donald Trump's gangsterism. And I just said it this morning with this latest, while we're trying to negotiate an Iran deal, he literally says, you won't even get back to your country. The president of the United States says that to the, which of course caused them to walk out, and the deal is blown to smithereens once again, the non-deal or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, it's really amazing how far Donald Trump has pushed what has become acceptable rhetoric from a president. You know, he's done it incrementally, but now we're at this point where, you know, there are people who sort of laugh him off. There are people who cheer him on. But I think most of us are just horrified that this is what passes as statesmanship in 2026. We are so overdue for a course correction with a real leader who unites us and is not just, you know, the loudmouth at the country club.
Those of us that even have to soak in this, right, Barb? It's amazing that we can still be shocked by anything he says or does. But, and I have to say, what do I say, Chris? This show has become me asking the smartest people in the world the stupidest questions in the history of the world. Just one post I say for you. The president made a serious criminal allegation about the reflecting pool, vandals, slashed lining, chemical dumping, arrests, and provided zero evidence. NPR reports no agency has confirmed any of it. Here we go again. Jeanine Pirro saying, I'll prosecute people to the fullest extent of the law. We're going to have D.C. grand juries going, what now?
And, you know, it's laughable, but, when he starts, complaining, and that's one thing, but there's the disinformation of claiming this is vandals without any basis, as you say. But there was a man arrested over the weekend, a cyclist, for what he says was just touching the water. He wanted to see what this blue, slime paint peel felt like. That's not a crime. And he was charged with destruction of government property. This is what happens in Russia, right? Yeah. You arrest people to advance a narrative or to silence critics. This man's life has been seriously disrupted. Now, I doubt he will be convicted of any crimes, but in the meantime, his life is going to be hell, and he's going to get a whole bunch of backlash from Trump supporters. It's a really dangerous thing to abuse the criminal law in this way.
Yeah, and you deal in all your life, Barb, in the law, in evidence. And you know, here we go, where you're trying to convince people that January 6th didn't happen when we saw hours and hours of videotape of it. Now he's literally trying to convince people. This is his latest conspiracy theory, that Democrats or somebody vandalized the the reflecting pool. I mean, it's just, it would be laughable if it weren't so horrifying, right?
Yeah, it reminds me of something that I found in my research, which is the way Vladimir Putin conducts himself. You know, he says all kinds of things, and the goal is not so much to get you to believe what he says or to believe that he has integrity, but to believe in nothing, to believe that you can't, who knows what the truth is, and to believe that all politicians are crooks. And if so, well, then who cares if anybody breaks some rules? They're all crooked anyway. What really matters is the one who's out there fighting for me or shares my values. And so I don't care about the rule of law. But, you know, this country was built on the rule of law. We haven't always gotten it right. And there certainly have been mistakes or human error or abuses of the rule of law. But it's still an ideal. And it is about the idea that all of us are equally responsible for carrying out the law, for obeying the law, and that it will be administered equally against all of us. And now to see President Trump, you know, the way he's used it to pardon the January 6th attackers and now to go after this man for touching the water and so many other examples, you know, with Jim Comey and those members of Congress who spoke out against him. It's a really dangerous thing to have the president controlling the rule of law.
Yeah, I'll say. You know, we are having some victories. I have to say, though, I said earlier, Barb, it's just so exhausting, isn't it? I mean, the amount of things we have to sue over and then hope some court stops something. I mean, it is such a breathless cycle of illegality, right? At this point, this one, the court says White House can't dismantle the consumer watchdog. I mean, you know, we just won. We're going to rip the ocean sensors out, and we won that suit. I mean, are you feeling, because I know the Supreme Court is going to have a bunch of stuff coming up. Where are you on your hopeful meter about the rule of law?
Well, I agree with you. You know, one of the strategies, I think, as Steve Bannon once said, is to flood the zone with garbage. Mm-hmm. He used a more colorful term because you are so busy being distracted by the next thing, you forget about the last thing. And so I think that is part of the strategy, that we can't keep up. You know, there have been some victories, like removing his name from the Kennedy Center, though they leave it shrouded with a tarp in shame.
That's why I was going to ask you. That's the latest one. Kennedy Center faces new legal demand over tarp. Like, you think we win something, and what's
going to... Yeah, it's not enough. He's going to cover it up. He doesn't want anyone to see his shame. But I also do think you have a point, Stephanie, in that when there is so much out there to keep track of, some things do get lost in the morass. And, you know, here's one. You know, that there was that slush fund he set up to settle a baseless lawsuit that was going to provide funds to allow people to get reparations for damages for weaponization against them, like the January 6th attackers. They pulled that back. But what's still lingering out there is Trump's own immunity from civil tax investigation and enforcement. There's some experts who say that tax bill, that unpaid tax bill, amounts to about $100 million. Yeah. And so the most cynical version of this view to me is he led with the slush fund, knowing that that would get some controversy, right? And then when that failed, say, okay, have it your way, I'll pull it back. But meanwhile, the thing he really wanted, this loan forgiveness of $100 million, that's going away and that's still out there. So I think the flooding the zone is an important part of the strategy. So where am I in the hopeful meter? We've got some work to do. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we wake up in a morning when, you know, they're pardoning people that beat cops at the Capitol and, you know, men who raped little girls for, you know, children for decades, and we're arresting people that put their hand in the reflecting pool. I mean, it does get overwhelming. Because every day, right, Chris, you and I go, can he do that? He can't do that.
He does it.
He just knocked down the East Wing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so now we're suing over that. Democrats warn White House not to proceed with the arch. Interior Department screams Trump derangement syndrome after preservation groups stopped sue to block Trump's D.C. Garden of Heroes. I mean, he keeps trying to erect all these monuments to himself and getting sued over it. I mean, it's someone was saying, like, Washington looks like Pride Rock after Scar took over. I mean,
yes, you're
that's
absolutely
a good
right.
analogy, isn't it? You know, let me just say a couple of things about that. One is he's a narcissist, and that's why he wants his name everywhere. But it is more than that. This is an authoritarian move to make it appear that the leader is all powerful, mm-hmm. that you are helpless and you are hopeless. And the idea is to just give up. And one of the things that's so important is, you know, we may not be able to pay attention to everything that's going on, but we do need to pay attention to some of the things that are going on. And for each of us, you know, choose the things that matter to you. But disengagement from politics is part of the strategy. You know, for people to say, I'm too exhausted. All I can control is my job and my family, and that's all I'm going to worry about. But we can't disengage because, of course, that's the antithesis of democracy.
Yeah.
And that's part of the goal here. So stay engaged. But, you know, if we need a rest now and then, that's okay.
Well, that was part of the beautiful, you know, uplifting message from both of the Obamas last week that just, you know. So Justice Department sues UFC terror plot, UFC terror plot in ballroom appeal. First of all, this guy apparently loved Hitler and was anti-Semitic. And I'm like, first of all, doesn't sound like a left-wing guy. But I mean, here we go with this ridiculous ballroom that's going to cost taxpayers God knows how much.
Yeah. So, you know, what's funny about the ballroom is every time there is some sort of potential threat, it is evidence about why we need the ballroom. Now, if every president would agree that he will never leave the fortress of the White House, maybe that makes sense and we should build it as a fortress. But tell me that a president isn't going to go out and do rallies across the country, isn't going to go to political conventions that are hosted in cities around the country, is never going to visit anywhere outside, is never going to go to the NBA finals. A graduation ceremony. It's just not going
to
happen.
And it has to be a mobile ballroom that's around, like the Pumpmobile.
Yeah, it's just ludicrous. And so it's sort of a shameful exploitation of an unfortunate situation.
So let's talk about the book. It offers a piercing, urgent, deeply informed expose on the escalating threat of far-right politics to American democracy and national security. Boy, that's a good point, and a clear roadmap for how to stop it. That's the point. You draw on your decades of experience as a federal prosecutor to show us the detrimental effects of a government that uses corruption, cruelty, and chaos as tools of control. How rampant corruption and cruelty are being weaponized to manipulate every facet of American life. So you offer clear strategies that ordinary Americans can utilize. This is what the Obamas talked about. This is what gives you hope and gives all of us hope, is do something. From organizing teach-ins and protests to running for local office to reclaim the rule of law, ensure that elected officials serve the public interest and not their own. Again, this is by, you know, grounded in your abiding faith in the U.S. Constitution to help restore power to the people. Give us your, you know, your elevator pitch for that. What we do.
you know, I think sometimes people think everything will be fine. We're a strong country. We're resilient. We've been through some things before. Those things are all true, but those efforts of resistance and resilience only happen because of the strength of people who fought for our country, and we need to do it again. We can't leave it to others to take care of. And I offer some institutional changes that might require lobbying for legal changes, but there's so many things we as individuals can do. So we can work on campaigns, and you know, campaigns that matter are often local campaigns.
Yeah.
The county clerks, those are the people who count the votes. Those are really important, the people who fill those jobs. So, you know, maybe think about supporting candidates who are working as county clerks. There are great ways to chip in and get involved, even if you don't know where to start. And I would suggest some of these great organizations like the League of Women Voters, who just work on providing good information about elections and candidates and campaigns, or these indivisible chapters all around the country involved in grassroots democracy. And they'll have you knocking on doors and they'll plug you in as a volunteer for like, you know, an hour or an hour and a half on a weekend, if that's what you want to do. There's something called Run for Something. If you're interested in running for public office and don't know where to begin, they have training programs online and they can teach you what you need to do to become a candidate. So there are a lot of things we can do at the political level, but the easiest thing you can do right now today is to talk to people in your sphere of influence. Research shows that we are most influenced by the people around us.
Yep.
And so your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, just talk to them about any one of these issues and about how much is at stake here. And that regardless of which party controls the White House next time, what's really important is that we uphold these pillars of democracy, because otherwise one side or the other is going to change our country in a way that we no longer recognize and no longer have the power to change.
I'm going to mangle it because I do most quotes, but Michelle Obama said something to the effect of, you know, hope is is the light that sparks change, but hope is a choice. So that's to your point, too. Just real quick, speaking of voting, because that's only everything now. Senator Slotkin introduced bill to bar presidents from sending troops or armed feds to polling places. And then the other headline this morning, Trump administration delays release of voting machine study. Between that and him trying to stop mail-in voting, what are your biggest concerns and what can we do to, you know, safeguard these upcoming midterms?
Yeah, I am very concerned that there is going to be an effort. You know, they certainly had a test run in 2020, and, you know, this time around, they're in charge and have learned some lessons. So I do worry about sending government officials, federal agents, or military out to polling places. Not that they can legally interfere with people's right to vote, but that it might be just a show of intimidation that causes people to stay away. Yeah. I think these collection of ballots has all been part of spreading this false narrative that there's fraud in our elections when there's just no evidence to suggest that. President Trump should not be permitted to stop vote by mail. He is claiming that his authority over the U.S. Postal Service could prevent them from accepting vote by mail. But that is up to the states to control the time, place, and manner of holding elections. So I think that lawsuits should prevail in preventing that. But of course, we can never predict the outcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they are to do things like send troops to polling places, the unwinding of that may not occur until after the fact.
Yeah.
And that could cause a real harm in voter turnout. So,
yeah.
And it's something like 1 in 4 Democrats and 1 in 5 Republicans use voting by mail. And so maybe he is skewing the odds there. There's also this effort to require proof of citizenship before one can vote that I think would likely have a disparate impact on likely Democratic voters. So I think there are a lot of ways. So I think the best things that we can do is make sure our loved ones and friends have good information. If you have the time and wherewithal, become a polling place volunteer or poll worker, because we're going to need an army of
We are. And you start by getting the fix, saving America from the corruption of a mob style government. And we end, as we always do, by saying, Wolverines!
Yes!
We love you, Barb McQueen.
Thank you, Stephanie.
See you soon. Thanks, there she goes. Legal rock star. Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. We just got into, you know, people that irritate us, as we do in the commercial breaks. And JP said, Bill Maher tries to justify his anger at the Obama Presidential Center with a pseudo-righteous critique of overindulgence. In reality, he's a simple man with an inflated sense of self-worth, dressing up as personal resentment as social commentary. Mm-hmm. His entire rant can be explained with three words. He wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you kidding me? The Obama Center is spectacular in every way. And it was just, people felt so much joy and inspiration from that whole thing last week. You know, leave it to Bill Maher to all over it, right? Oh, yeah. Like he's the first presidential center that's ever been opened, right? Okay. And meanwhile, Barb McQuaid is
a delight.
A legal rock star.
Uh-huh.
This is where we are. 10 police officers were sent to arrest a young man just for picking up a piece of floating peeling paint, all because Thunder
what?
Sent a crew to dump high concentration hydrogen peroxide into a freshly painted pool. Absolutely unbelievable. Is this really where our tax dollars are going? Yes. Once again, we remain the show that asks the smartest people the dumbest questions. It's not my fault, the dumb timeline, but it's the questions I have to ask.
Yeah.
All right. Allison Gill, speaking of smartest people ever, coming up.
Donald Trump is a terrible businessman. He handles business awfully. And when he is in charge of something, look at what happens. It molds. You get algae in it. Everything Trump touches dies. Our reflecting pool is dying because Donald Trump touched it.
Thank you, Don Lemon. Yes, Barbara says there is now a dead duck in the reflecting pool. Tarp going up to cover the 86-47 Mark Grass. Tarp still covering where his name was removed from the Kennedy Center. Dead grass where the UFC event was held. And debris from tearing down the East Ring, East Wing. What a moron. Yeah, that's... What did we say? Pride Rock after Scar takes over.
Yeah, we have a dead duck on our hands now.
In addition to a dead cow sill.
Yeah, that was years ago.
Yeah, well... Okay.
That was probably over 10 years. That was over 10 years ago because we were in the Burbank studio.
Oh. Breaking, Donald Trump is reportedly furious. The annual ranking of U.S. presidents by a committee of 50 top presidential historians was released, and the committee almost unanimously ranked Trump's second term as the worst in United States history. He even worse than Nixon. Bravo. There he is. Look at him. There he is. Dead last.
I'm for Nixon.
I wasn't for Nixon.
Nixon.
Bella's going to enjoy the sound quality of the old commercials in the 50s.
It has 0 seconds.
Oh. Drunken Canadian intern took it out.
Uh-oh. Okay. Bill in Jersey. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Appears they're doing the same thing they did with the Iraq War, keeping it off the budget by doing these emergencies. We need more $80 billion now. And that's what they did, and that's how they got, you know, like $1 trillion on the Iraq War. The other thing was
just when we thought we'd never see a bigger debacle than the Iraq War. This is times 11 billion, literally. Here's James Carville, just trying to make me happy again. Spicy Cajun.
Save yourself now. Leak, and more leaks. He's gonna be gone by April of next year. The fat bastard has just fallen all over himself. Don't know where he is. He can't get out of a chair. Go look at the approval ratings. There's a new poll coming out in the Wall Street Journal. Oh my God, never seen anything so devastating in my life.
Boy. Okay. Iran's negotiating team left the building where peace talks were being held after 80 minutes. The agency said discussions entered a difficult phase after what it was the publication of an insulting message by the U.S. president. Amy Siskin said Iran left negotiations after the publication of that message. What a freaking mess. This is called first losing, then getting dragged by an evil regime. And Anna says he called the National Guard when people were taking paint chips that floated up from the reflecting pool, but not when people were beating up police officers and hanging a noose for the vice president. Okay, Ben. Just hitting the reset button this morning on where we are as a country. Jimmy in East Tennessee. Hi, Jimmy. Hello.
Jimmy.
Hey, beautiful Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Hold on. Okay. All right. You know what? I think I'm just going to move on. not sure what was happening.
Guys,
there.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
We can hear you. Yeah. If you can hear us, we can hear you.
You don't need to ask if you can.
All right. Stop laughing, Paula Poundstone. I hear you. Okay. Give me some Kyle Kulinski. Let's cleanse my palate.
I, like many of you in this audience, have very serious, very deep criticisms of Democrats. There is not a single criticism I have of a single Democrat that surpasses the world record amount of criticism that every f***ing elected Republican in this country deserves. It is a party of demons. It's a party of terrorists. It's a party of satanic pedophiles.
Oh, it's true.
True. It is true. And once again, thanks for everything, mainstream media. Can I just, did you see, Joe Biden was just on Jay Leno's, you know, the car show. What is that thing he does? He rides around in. Jay Wilcox said, here's Joe Biden, the guy the media told you 2 years ago was so brain dead that voters had no choice but to surrender America to Trump, confidently talking about foreign policy and the importance of alliances, all while Trump sharts himself on, sleeps live on TV every week, starts wars and whines about a reflecting pool. Thank you. Oh, this one's for you, Chris. Let's see. Hometown Heather said, it makes me so happy that President Biden lived long enough to see Hunter publicly redeem himself in such an epic way. Happy Father's Day, Joe Biden. I can't hear enough from Hunter Biden myself.
Joe Biden hasn't been in office for well over a year and a half. Why are we still talking about
him? He's there talking like coherently about what do you call it?
Republicans can't stop talking about him. Democrats can't stop talking about him. We need to talk about what's going on right now and how we can beat it in the future.
He was on Jay Leno's show, so people were commenting on how coherent he was and how great he was, you know.
Right. He didn't bark on himself.
And he didn't fall asleep. Ro Khanna, real quick. Representative Ro.
For 5% tax, one time, on Elon Musk, you could have universal child care in America, $10 a day for every family. That's one person, one time, 5%, and he wouldn't even miss it because the market would grow by 15% and his wealth would still grow, and yet they're opposed to something as basic as that. Oh,
God, trillionaire. Dear God. All right. So it was interesting talking to Barb McQuaid. She, like most smart people we talk to, is concerned about voting and what they're going to do. But just want to remind you, your vote would not be important if they weren't trying this hard to suppress it. Right. So do not be intimidated. That's all we can say. Senator Slotkin plans to introduce a bill that would ban the president from sending armed military or federal agents to polling sites during the midterms. Mm-hmm. She said, blah, blah, blah. Trump has said Republicans ought to nationalize the voting in at least 15. We cannot. Elections, as we say every day here, Chris, are the purview of the states.
It's unconstitutional to nationalize our elections.
We got
to
be prepared for all of this. But your job, our job, is do not be intimidated by whatever these thugs do. They can, as Barb McQuaid said, they can't stop you from voting and take away your right to vote. All they can do is try and intimidate you and scare people into staying home.
And by all accounts, the DNC is preparing for anything regarding this upcoming election, which I'm glad to see.
Right. So this also a little concerning. White House official have for months delayed the release of a U.S. government report that outlines what it describes as significant vulnerabilities in the nation's voting machines ahead of the midterms. The report produced by the Office of Director of National Intelligence. Oh, would that be the culty Tulsi? Concludes that voting machines could be further safeguarded by updating their software. It does not say if the vulnerabilities have led to votes flipping. Some White House officials have argued the report could undermine voter confidence, particularly among Republicans. Others have said they do not believe the report goes far enough in supporting Trump's false claims about the 2020 election. Tulsi Gabbard launched an investigation into the voting machines and searched for evidence to support Trump's false election fraud claims. So she's stepping down. Because even she wasn't, this new guy's even crazier than she is.
Yeah.
And if you read the crazy cult story about Tulsi Gabbard, she's pretty crazy.
Wow.
But
her allegiance is to the cult leader and not to the country or even the president.
But they're not, and this Bill Pulte couldn't be a bigger national security threat. He doesn't even have a security clearance, and they're putting him in, and specifically to target Trump's enemies. And so I don't think you can trust anything that comes out of there because they only are interested in what benefits Trump and Republicans. So, you know, if they don't release something about the voting machines, it's because they're afraid it'll hurt Republicans.
Right. And putting someone like Bill Pulte in charge of our national intelligence is against the law that created the Director of National Intelligence.
Right. Oh, look at us again talking about the rule of law.
And nobody's going to do anything about it.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I hadn't seen this one. People are now calling Trump's renovation of the reflecting pool the Art of the Peel. That's funny. People are funny. It's only the only way we're going to get through all this. Right. This is what we mentioned to Barb, among other. Trump is having people arrested for touching the blue paint chips at the reflecting pool. Once again, D.C. grand jurors will be forced to ask themselves, what are we even doing? So, you know, as Barb says, none of this is going to go anywhere, but... You know what we should do now? Just go to the reflecting pool and just go to the blue paint. Just go, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching
They'll
you.
They'll arrest you.
No, but if you don't touch it, if you just do the I'm
They'll
not touching you.
They'll arrest you and detain you and put you through a whole lot of legal hoops in order to prove your innocence.
I'm still not touching you, blue paint. Okay. Wouldn't it be funny if Blue Man Group went and maybe some of the actors from, what's the movie with the blue people? Avatar? Yeah. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
That would be a great protest. That would be a great act of resistance.
Yes.
Everybody, listen to me. Pay attention. Blue Man Group, actors from Avatar, go to the reflecting pool immediately. Please report to the reflecting pool.
They can say, I just blew myself.
There you go. Oh, you are so proud of yourself for that joke.
That was another Arrested Development reference.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy's on a landline now in East Tennessee. Hi,
good.
Jimmy.
Hi, sorry about that. Earlier, you and Chris had inquired as to an Italian translation of a common phrase regarding the orange one.
Oh, but you can't say the swear.
No, don't say it. You can't say it. You can't say it in any language.
Yes, yes. We know what that. how
That's
you,
a shame.
Yes, it is a shame, but we love our broadcast
lessons. No, we can't say you Trump even in Italian. But the far-right newspaper headline was something to the effect of, you know.
Their standards are a little more loose.
Loosey-goosey over there?
In Italy, yes.
Oh, hey, you know what I think I'll do? I'll read one more post just to tweak you, just because, you know, I have time before Alison Gill gets here. This would be my poking Chris with the Hunter Biden stick. I am so down with L. Brown, who says when the talking heads of the right wing targeted Hunter Biden, thinking his troubles were his father's Achilles heel, I bought the narrative. I figured Hunter to be the new Billy Carter and lunkhead lost in the sauce who happened to be related to the president. Boy, was I wrong. Seeing his keen intelligence, his brazen honesty, his love for his father, his witty way with the quill and the ink, I've come to really admire the man. His Father's Day post was beautiful.
How much are we going to kiss Hunter Biden's ass?
I love him. You focused on the one thing. He wrote actually a really great piece politically to Joe Rogan about the UFC fight, about it not being a liberal elitist thing and why it was so offensive
to
somebody.
Why is Hunter Biden talking
to
Joe Rogan?
You focused on the last thing about, cage match between me and Don Jr., which was obviously a joke. He made a good point, as we were making, about this not being a coastal elite thing of us looking down on the UFC. He actually complimented the UFC. He said, but this is why it's deeply offensive that this happened at the White House, but, you know, including the smears against Michelle Obama.
Why is he even talking to Joe Rogan?
He just posted a piece to him. I thought it was really, he made some good point. You know what? I think I'll read the whole thing when we get back.
Oh, that'll keep the audience.
I'm just kidding. I'm just poking you. We're just, you know, we're a little tired. It's Monday. I'm starting to get I'm just trying to stir some shit up until we get Allison here.
Okay,
and then I'll leave you alone. Okay.
You didn't see how much Bella rolled her eyes when you were reading that Hunter Biden piece.
People don't realize how committed executive producer Chris Lavoie is to good radio. He does not believe half the he says. He just says it to annoy me.
That is not true. That is not true.
Sometimes you've admitted you just want to stir me up and you're like, I don't know.
Sometimes,
if we're in a funny, silly mood.
Sometimes I don't give a crap about a certain thing, but I will say something that I halfway agree.
To annoy me.
Yes, exactly. But I never say anything that I don't agree with.
Okay. That's true. It's like an ad. It's like a twofer. It's a bonus if it annoys me.
Yeah, I more
if it starts
don't
a fight
care
with me,
about what I'm saying.
That's true.
But I still believe it.
That's true. But your deepest belief is in what annoys me.
Well, you know, conflict is...
Yes! Good radio, everybody. Water cooler talk. Controversy. As Prince would say, controversy. Okay, 40... we're such radio dinosaurs.
It's 47... summer. I mean, what else are we going to do?
53 minutes after the hour. You are, you know what? You are mom-shaming me for taking a leaf blower to what was left of the nest in my front umbrella. Listen, those kids...
You turned their bedroom into an exercise room already.
Yeah, Bella said when she moved...